Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to the Believe in Giants podcast with Giants legend Carl Banks and broadcaster Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. We got a game this weekend. The Giants and Patriots. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Carl?
I did. I ate well and got a chance to spend some time with good people, and it was good.
Good. Yeah, hopefully everybody had a lot of fun. And, you know, you're going to get an opportunity, although probably a small opportunity, but an opportunity nonetheless to see one of your mentors, one of the people that you have the most respect for.
100%.
Coach Belichick. Now, have you reached out to him?
You know, we will text every once in a while. It's no normal routine of when he comes to New York, we connect or something like that. But it's, you know, it's expected. We're going to see each other and chat a little bit and talk about the state of sports as we see it, football and all that other good stuff.
All right. Well, he's got a team that's coming in that's struggling. You know, Carl, it's interesting. This is the most points per game a Belichick team has given up. They give up 24 a game since 2000, and they're averaging the fewest points per game since the 2000 season. It's going back a long time of sustained excellence.
Almost 24 years, yeah.
But they're coming off a bye. Be careful.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the lab. The good news is Brian Daboll knows him well. I think when you face
Daboll's been in that lab with him.
Yeah. I think when you face a team like the Patriots, whether they're coming off a break or not, you have to know what their core tenets are. And they like to take your best player away. How do they do that? It could be combo coverages, shades, and then they also like to take away your best defensive player as well. So if you're a Tommy DeVito led offense, your number one priority on this offense is no mental mistakes. You have to, and you know, there's this, and I'm sure it's going to come up 1,001 times. There's only been, I think, 3 or 4 quarterbacks over the last 15 years, rookie quarterbacks that have beaten Bill Belichick. But it's not just the quarterback, it's the team. And offensively, as a young quarterback, be very assignment conscious. Offensive line, be assignment conscious. Wide receivers, be assignment conscious. Because there are two aspects of this. They're going to do something that you haven't seen, and then they're going to do something else in the second half that you haven't seen on tape. The talent is still the talent.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
Let them do whatever they're going to do. You have to be assignment focused. You cannot allow yourself. And believe me, once you hit a play on them, you'll know exactly what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go out, make mistakes, and recover for them. They'll play you a close game. They just need you to make one mistake. Your goal is to not do that and then let the talent speak for itself. You're fighting in your weight class.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. BetOnline's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, BetOnline is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Carl. This is also about like being a pro's pro, right? In the sense that I know you got your bye coming next week. I know you're all fired up to have some plans and take some time off. And it's been a long grind since the start of training camp. But if you bring forth the effort, the discipline, and everything that we've talked about, attention to detail, I'm going to use one of your terms.
Yeah.
And play the type of defense that you played last week against the Commanders. Now, I'm not saying six turnovers, six takeaways. Okay, that's an anomaly. You're not going to get that. But maybe you get one or two. And you don't allow big plays, missed tackles. You got a chance to get Ezekiel Elliott or Ramondre Stevenson, hold him to a one-yard gain, and it bursts into a 12. We've seen that happen this year. You got a really good chance to win the football game. Don't fall asleep on an uncommon opponent.
Right.
You know, you could get, it's easy to get fired up for Washington. And they're all pumped up to play Dallas, even though the results this year were horrific. And there's other certain games that, but don't because, you know, it's Patriots. You know, they're two win. No, you're only one win better. So bring it. Because your defense is going to win you this game.
They can, but here's the other thing. Defensively, up front, get off of blocks because the Patriots are they're an interesting team, a little bit like Seattle in terms of allowing their back. They want to cover up linemen and allow their backs to pick their holes. They're not a knock you off the ball type of offensive line. They're cover and let your guy run and then get some push. So linebackers always, you know, just be active, but your defensive linemen cannot stay stuck on blocks because it just looks, you know, they'll just cover you up, they'll hold you, and they'll let either the back get to the second level or somebody else get to the second level. But guys, you'll see it in film, defensive linemen are not getting off of blocks. In order to create negative run plays. So they have to be cognizant of that.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones thinks he's starting. We don't know for certain as of the recording of this podcast. Bill Belichick gave the players Thanksgiving off. So they got an extra day of work in earlier in the week. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see what this team does. I there's some wild stats about this game, Carl. Did you know in Bill Belichick's career, he's 12-0 when he goes against the 32nd rank offense. And in those 12 games where he's gone 12-0, his defense has only given up 13.9 points per game. It's kind of interesting though, because so you sit there and say, oh, my God, the Giants are ranked last in offense. And, oh, you know, the Belichick. But here's the problem. In all this time in Belichick's career, he's never had an offense that was ranked 31st going into these such games.
Right. And, again, like I said, the talent is what the talent is. There's the mystique of Bill Belichick, and then there's the talent. He's coaching what he has. Brian Daboll is coaching what he has. There are opportunities. I can tell you right now, Bill's standing in front of his team on Friday morning. And he's probably said it before every single practice of all the games. He's going to say this. more games are lost in this league than are won.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's telling them. So he's going to say, don't lose the game. Put the pressure on them to lose the game. He's telling them that. So if you're the Giants, be physical, be fast, attention to detail. Jabril Peppers is back, and be good to see him.
Love that, man.
Love to see if they can get him matched up on Barkley in space.
Because that's an advantageous thing for the Giants.
Two newer guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see him in space. If they can find out how to get him in space on Barkley, that'd be fun. That'd be advantageous to the Giants.
What else about this game intrigues you? That you want to discuss here?
Well, look, the Mac Jones component, it seems to be more cold than hot, but we've seen him make some plays for his team. If he's going to be the quarterback, if he's going to, in best case scenario, if he's playing bad, that the Giants don't make him look bad enough so the Bill can take him out of the game, you know, because the backup might be better.
Here's the thing that's interesting about this game. Zappe and Mac Jones are extremely similar. Normally, if you're going into a game trying to prepare for, you're not sure who's going to be the quarterback, usually one guy is like more pocket, another guy's more out of the pocket, a runner. Mm-hmm. They're really kind of the same guy.
Yes, with the exception of this, Bill. Bill's probably saying, I got one guy who up here will process the game and not lose focus. And Bill's going to say the other guy, he can be good, but he loses focus and he makes some of the dumbest mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, apples to apples. He wants the guy who does not lose the game. It's more games are lost than won in this league. He wants them to say it over and over and over again. And Bill is like, obviously the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. So you got to be the guy who can't make bonehead mistakes on multiple occasions during the game. So I don't know where the Patriots are in giveaways, but they have their share. So the Giants going to have to be focused on that, but good tackling. Ezekiel Elliott is still a guy who can move the chains. If you're not gang tackling him, he'll keep the train on schedule. And I'm sure, just like with the Giants, they are going to want to rely on the run game to keep the pass game at manageable levels.
Just so you know, the Patriots are minus six. They have 16 giveaways, 10 takeaways.
Mm.
So they're not taking it away at the same level that we've seen Patriots in the past do. That doesn't mean that they can't do it in this game.
Well, they focus on it. I can tell you that. They'll focus on it because the Giants have had their share of giveaways, and they're going to have to, again, as weird as it sounded, we're talking about two teams with not great records at all, with bad records. But from a strategic standpoint, it's like, okay, the talent is what it is. Who has the advantage? Is it, you know, how a coach prepares his team or how his team executes, and which team is capable of playing above the numbers, right? I think to the Giants' advantage, we've yet to see the best of Jalen Hyatt. And this is what's on film, right? So if the Giants want to take away, if the Patriots want to take away the Giants' best player, they may not even be thinking Hyatt is their best player because they don't get the ball to him. It may be Bellinger, right? But if they do not focus on Jalen Hyatt, there's going to be a few big plays in this game. There just will be.
It's been there. It's been
a lot. And I'm sure Bill's looking at it And he's probably calculating, well, if we get enough pressure on the quarterback, he won't be able to find that guy. Right? Because, you know, Hyatt, most of Hyatt's routes are verticals. But if they decide to run him on some of those crossing routes, if they decide to put him in the slot, that's a whole nother animal. Mm-hmm. Not leaking any game plan information, but just strategically speaking and understanding how Bill likes to defense people, he's going to show them all the routes that Hyatt runs, and 85% of them are all verticals, right? Stutter go, stutter go, stutter go. And he's going to say, listen, you got this guy outside. You can't get deep enough because he can run by anybody, right? Well, if they put him in the slot, they don't see a lot of him there. Wandell Robinson is a guy they got to deal with. So there are a lot of things that, you know, when you talk about taking away the best player and what's the best defense to do that, I would assume that they think getting pressure on the quarterback solves a lot of these issues, and they're going to give attention to one player or the other. They can't cover them all. Well, they can't double them all anyway, but just knowing how Bill operates, that's what they're going to do. And I think his calculus right now, knowing that he can't cover all the different things that the Giants do offensively. And think about this. We're talking about two bad teams, but there are things that, you know, strategically that go into playing games when you're a 2-3 win team. His calculus is going to be the same as everybody else's. Let's get to the quarterback and we can eliminate a lot of these other things.
I want to clean something up.
Okay.
Remember I talked about the Giants over the last bunch of years? I made a mistake. There were 21 teams that have made the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Not 20. So I forgot, not postseason, Super Bowl. Since 1998. So Cincinnati was the team I left out. So some fans had sent me tweets. You know, we kind of went back and forth on it a little bit. And again, I'm going to preface it again. I understand what it's been like since 2017. I understand what it's been like since 2013. It has been horrific for Giants fans and unacceptable for Giants fans. Yes, there have been two playoffs, but the point I was trying to make was, there are teams that it's worse when it comes to Super Bowl. So here are the teams, the 11, that since 1998 have not played in a Super Bowl. The Cowboys, Washington, Detroit, Minnesota. The Jets, who, by the way, have the longest streak of not making it to the postseason. The Jets haven't been to the postseason since 2010. Just that's the postseason. Miami, Buffalo, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Houston, and the Chargers. Those are the 11 teams that have not made a Super Bowl in the last quarter of a century, since 1998. So, yes, I know. Again, my point is, you and I bleed for the Giant fan for the last 11 years. We've been calling the games. We've seen it. And we know what their record is since 2017 as an organization. But my point is, they got the two playoffs in there. And I know fans want consistency. But I am just saying this. In the last quarter of a century, they've gotten to three Super Bowls and won two of them. That's my only point.
Yep. And if you were born in 2010, you probably are saying, okay, it's still been a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no. I was just a kid when they won their last Super Bowl. It's been a long time, you know? So,
yeah, they want consistency.
Yeah, I mean, but what fan doesn't?
Right.
What fan doesn't? But the only fan that, the only team that these fans are concerned with are the New York Giants. So, consistency starts each and every week. They got to go out. They will play to win. So for a day, folks who are looking for something that's going to happen in April, you're going to throw it out the window and root for your team.
You got anything else?
Well, is this the – yes. Is this the for the NFL bye weeks? Is this the last of the bye weeks? Is this the last week a team could be on a bye?
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think next week is the last week on a bye.
This has been probably the most grueling of schedules for a team that didn't get by until December. Just the amount of West Coast. I'm not even talking about the teams that they play, but just the travel. I think it was like 4 weeks. Nobody got home before 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, all the West Coast games and the night games. It's been a bit. Like, this team has, it's been a kind of a journey through the schedule without having a bye week.
Yeah, and all those primetime games early, you know, those six right out of the gate and having to stay out in California. But, hey, look, you deal with it. It's entertainment.
It's the business, as they say.
It's the business. I have one thing I want to end. My final thing. A lot of people have asked me, what does this mean when DeVito does this?
Manja.
They're not even really manja. So, as a kid, you know, with older Italian uncles and aunts and everything else, sometimes you do this, like it can mean a million different things. It can mean like you're a kid and you do something silly and your grandfather's sitting there, he goes, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Get it. The adults would be having a conversation. One was trying to make a point to another. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. You hear what I'm saying? Or you go to do something and you drop something. Like, what are you doing? Get your head out of here. You know what? Like, it has like a lot of different meanings.
Yeah.
You know, it means.
Expressive.
How come you're not listening to me? What are you thinking? What were you thinking when you threw that baseball and you broke the garage window?
Yeah.
What are you, you know, hey, are you listening? Hey. It's got like this expressive thing. It's almost like an.
Well, let's just say it's expressive then. That's what it is, right?
You know, it's like the Italian's version of a speaking quotation or exclamation point. Are you kidding? What are you, a thickhead? Carl, what are you doing over here? So let's hope Tommy does this a lot on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you got anything else?
That's all I got.
Happy Thanksgiving. How we like to end it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Believe in Giants.
Believe in Giants. See you next week.
All right, man.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.